Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold-cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's that time to level up and stay relevant with INTI, MBA Learning Simplified on That Time of Night. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
Of course, it is Spotify Friday, meaning we've got musicians in the house and we have some Spotify swag to give away. What's in the bag, Adeline Chung?
Well, we have a tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, as well as a 3-month premium pass. So if you want to win, just answer this question. Now, Andy Samberg, Akiva Schoeffer, and Yoma Taconi make short and notably silly music videos. Now, what are the trio known as? Send your name and your IC number to 016-2019. Tell us where you deserve to win the Spotify goodie bag.
Of course, with it being Spotify Friday, we've got three fellas in the house talking about music. How many of you are actually in the band at TMJB? Normally.
Isaac, how many of us are in the band, Isaac?
Right now, there are four. But
four?
Sometimes we become a 9-piece.
A 9-piece? Wow, that must take some coordination.
Yeah, a lot of coordination.
You stop playing right now, huh? Stop playing. My turn. Is it like that anytime?
Actually, yes. Actually,
it was quite often.
So, who holds the whip?
Yeah, good question.
There are different levels of hierarchy in the band sometimes.
Oh, there are different. So, it's not a flat, organized society.
We wish it would be.
Right, right. So, from what I understand, it was previously known as the Maha Jeffrey Band.
Yeah.
And now we're going with TMJB.
Yep.
What caused the name change?
That was a step towards making it a more flat organization.
As I said, you see?
Okay.
It's no longer a dictatorship. Right?
So, Maha, how do you feel about that? Do you feel as though you've been taken down a peg?
I feel pretty all right. It's like I get everyone's input. For like finally, everyone's more comfortable with giving their own input into the music we play.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So it's more of a democracy now then, rather than a dictatorship.
Sort of.
Okay. Prasad, you're very quiet right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Why are you so quiet?
Oh, no, I was just thinking about how it took about like a year for him to strip down from that.
It took a year.
But, yeah. You know, it's all good. We started off playing together, and after a while, he got a couple of people together. We started a band.
Right.
Kept it rolling, and after a while, he's just like, you know, guys, I don't want it to be called the Maha Jeffrey Band anymore.
So there's 9 of you guys, but now 4? Or sometimes 9? Or which is...
Yeah, pretty much 4 is the core band. It's okay. Me, him, this guy, and our bassist who went MIA, who was supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
As bassists do.
Yep.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, we know that, right.
How did you guys meet?
I've been playing with Pras for about, how many, 10 years now? Has it been 10 years now?
No, it's been like 5 years.
It just seems like 10 years.
Yeah, we've known each other for 10 years, but yeah, we've been playing together for about, since we were in high school.
Just with the both of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been about 3 or 4 different bands by now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's normally the case, though, right? You kind of find what you want to play and you discover people who have similar interests that you can gel with.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much.
So, Brass, how did you first start playing guitar? Let's talk a little bit about that first.
Started off like every other kid playing the piano. And
right.
I don't know, I always had an interest for the guitar, so I just opened up the piano score and started reading a bit on the guitar. Mm-hmm. And sooner or later, I took some classes and found that I had a thing for it. So right. I just kept going from there since I was about 14.
See, at least we have a different kind of answer because usually guys, when they play a guitar, you try to serenade girls.
Hey, oh, no, that was always in the back of my
course.
Mind.
Of course it's always in the back of my mind, right? I mean, and let me guess. I mean, you're pretty much self-taught, right? I'm guessing you probably had a few lessons and then you thought, right, I can play 12-bar blues, I can play certain, you know, phrases and a blues scale and that's it. I'm now able to do it myself.
It was mostly self-taught for a while, but then I moved on. No, I had a couple of teachers and, as you said, decided to go on my own. But
right.
After a while, I took up more lessons from more advanced teachers and, you know, it was pretty interesting.
It is, yeah, yeah. Okay, Maha, tell us about yourself.
I sing and play guitar for the band.
Right, that's why the band was named after you, right?
Pretty much.
Okay. So you started off the name.
How did you get started, though?
Before this, I used to play drums for a metal band. So I used to session drums for a lot of other bands. And then I was like, one day, maybe I should start singing.
Mm.
no one else thought that.
He was horrible. The first time I saw him about, I think, 3 years ago, I thought he would never get anywhere. He sounded so bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, hard work, determination.
Mm-hmm. Did you have lessons? Vocal lessons?
No, none whatsoever. It's just I went out about 5 times a week and just went to random open mics and just played in front
just
of a crowd.
Just scary to go.
Yeah.
And it worked out okay so far then, right?
Yeah, it took me about a year to actually find a voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before that, I used to play a lot of pop, a lot of indie stuff. And then when I started singing blues, I was like, oh, this actually sounds pretty good with me.
Did you have any mentor to actually guide you throughout your whole journey?
Not really.
I actually saw a video of you playing Georgia on My Mind earlier. I thought that was pretty good.
That was quite a while ago, man.
Yeah, but there's the blues, though, man. There's the blues definitely in there, for sure. Yeah. Now, Isaac, how does it feel being sat at the back of the stage while everybody else is getting all the limelight?
He didn't get seen in any pictures.
Yeah, there's a hashtag going on right now called Mana Isaac 2016.
Right.
It started in 2015. I actually prefer it.
Right.
I do play a couple other instruments, but I finally found my home with the drums. I enjoy it because...
You get to hit things hard.
Yeah, right. I do. And that's only half the fun. I enjoy being in control of the dynamics in the music, and that's where my forte is.
Right.
And the drums fit that perfectly.
Okay. Mm. Right, we're going to take a short break, folks. Just a nice, quick little warm-up for you there. We'll be coming back with some more in-depth questions in a couple of minutes. Quick reminder, we'd have a giveaway. It's a Spotify Friday. What's in the bag?
Well, we have a tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, as well as a 3-month premium pass by Spotify. Now, the question is, Andy Samberg, Akiva Schiffer, and Yoma Taconi make shorts and notably silly music videos. Now, what are the trio known as? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us where you deserve to win a Spotify goodie bag.
You are listening to That Time of Night. We have TMJB in the studio. Don't go anywhere. It's BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
We've got TMJB in the house. Say hello, fellas.
What's up?
What's up?
Right, so before the break, we're talking about your kind of foray and movement into how you got started and your instruments and whatever. I want to talk about the kind of inception of the band and a few of the bits and pieces. So from what I understand, Prasad and you...
Maha.
You...
Name's right there,
people,
man.
People can't see me pointing, you see, that's the problem. You've been playing for a little while together in various different bands and stuff. Were you listening to the same kind of music?
Generally, yeah. Like... we loved rock and roll music from back in school. But then he got into really heavy stuff like post-hardcore metal. And I just joined along in the journey.
Right.
It was pretty fun.
When you're talking about post-hardcore, give me a couple of examples of the bands you were listening to.
Oh my God. This is all my teenage year bands.
But this is fine.
It's fine.
Is how we find out the real person underneath.
It's like, I don't know if you guys ever heard of Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
All these kind of bands, you know, that was my post-hardcore era when I was drumming. And then I went to a lot more heavier stuff like Lamb of God, Slayer, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I pretty much listen to everything, but most preferably, I prefer rock and roll and jazz, a bit of blues here and there.
Prasad, was it the same with you? You say you followed him along on the journey. Lamb of God, Slayer?
Yeah, we used to go to rock concerts and actually we're really keen on going to watch Lamb of God, but they were a band, so.
Mm. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Kerry King, I think it was about 1992, something like that. And I was just a young boy.
You weren't born yet.
I know. No need to remind me. Now he comes on stage with a pair of walking sticks. No, that boy can still rock. Okay, so it's interesting that how your dynamic has changed, because I think when I was kind of your age, which is millennia ago, you know, the stuff that I was listening to was very similar. It was a kind of angry rock kind of stuff. You know, it was Slayer, it was Helmet, it was all that kind of stuff. You know, Black Flag and stuff that I felt as though I needed to kind of just release some kind of, I don't know, something.
Angsty teenage years.
Angsty teenage years. But now, when you discover, blues and jazz and all that kind of stuff that has more dynamic range to it, does that appeal to you more now? And if it does, why?
I don't know. I think that every kind of music has something you can learn from. And because the kind of music that I'm listening to really helps with what I'm writing with the band, what we're all writing.
Yeah.
So I think it does really help.
Yeah.
I don't listen to as much jazz and blues as I do classical, but as I was just talking to this guy last night, and what he says is you know, the older you get, the more you appreciate these complex forms of music. Like the structure, the way it's done, the effort that's put in, the nuances in it. It's, it gets a lot more interesting the older you get.
I absolutely agree. Do you find yourself going back and listening to, you know, progressively older stuff?
Once in a while, you know, we like to take a trip down memory lane, but you just ask yourself, oh God, why?
Digging through your CD collection, did I actually buy that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of those kind of situations.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about some of the gigs that you've done. I know you've done stuff with A for Radio, and you've done stuff with FHM and Red Bull and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What's your most memorable gig that you've played so far?
There were a few, actually. There was the YTL House. That was pretty fun.
Right.
It was a small birthday party. Not small, but, you know, it was it was a private show. And the food was impeccable.
I cried, man.
Yeah, it was great. It was just one of those shows where, okay, we feed off the crowd. We're a rock band. We love doing that. But it was just one of those shows where we took a step back. We played things slightly and we just enjoyed the general atmosphere of
the
everything.
The ambiance.
Yes, ambiance.
The ambiance, huh? This boy does listen to classical music.
You also prefer for Dato' Siti Nurhaliza.
Yes, yeah. We did one show with her at her house.
At her house?
Yeah.
Ooh, private function again?
It was her son's birthday, right?
Dato' K's son's birthday.
Yeah, she's a very nice lady.
She kept giving us food, which is lovely.
Did she now? Right.
I can tell that, you know, if you give these boys food...
They'll do anything.
Yeah, they'll do anything for you guys.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's nothing wrong with that. Right, so what's the kind of... What's the long-term plan, fellas? I mean, right now, you're playing in a band, you're having fun, you're enjoying it, right? Is this something you want to do as... a career? Is that what you're setting it out to be? I mean, I know you're going to college and you're working, Isaac, you know, but is the idea to make it something real and make money from it?
Yeah, actually, we think we got the foundations for that now. We're making money from it now, and we're starting to really take these things seriously, like the gigs we play, the stuff that we're recording, and for me, I really want this to go long term.
It's really a great possibility because we spent the past couple of years doing this with no clue where we're going. And even, okay, touch wood here, but even if nothing works out, we still gain a lot of experience from the managing aspects, working with people, and in a much smaller setting. So,
Are you guys doing this full-time?
Both of them are studying at the moment, and I'm working. But I work extensively with the rest of the music industry as well. I write pop songs, I manage a few artists as well. So, yeah, I do see music as something that I could do. It's a possibility, but I would say that I'm not looking at it as much as both of them are.
What about Maha and Prasad?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm just going at it and going with the flow, and so far it's been pretty good. And there is the possibility of me taking this full-time. But it really depends on whether it works out or not.
Right. What do you think the sticking points are?
Yeah.
I mean, we've interviewed a whole bunch of people, you know, in terms of musicians here in Malaysia. And whether they be somebody who's just starting out or, you know, people like Sona One and Ultima and, you know, people that have made it, with Yuna, for example. You know, these are artists that have entirely focused what it is that they do on doing one thing. And they've had the same hurdles and, you know, barriers that, you know, bands that are just starting out have had as well. You know, bad management, bad organization of gigs, terrible sound systems, all of these problems that Malaysia seems to suffer from, right? How do you deal with your frustrations? I mean, I know as a rock and roll band, at the end of the day, you just want to get up on stage and you just want to play, right? Because that's what it's about, you know, and you feel good for doing that and you know the audience are enjoying it. Even if they can't hear you singing 90% of the time, you know that they're there to have a good time, right? So, I mean, how do you deal with your frustrations when you go out and you perform at these gigs and you just, it's not as what you expect it to be?
We try to keep a large sense of transparency within the band. So if someone's not happy about something, we talk about it.
Right.
And if everyone's collectively unhappy about something, we deal with it.
Right.
If we let it sit, it just, you know, it blows up and the blame game starts, just like any other relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you were saying that, you know, sometimes there's nine of you in a band, right? Nine of you. My band at one point was 6-piece, went up to a 7-piece then. It becomes difficult to make decisions about what's right for everybody.
Well, there's, I don't know, but in this band, we kind of have an inner circle and that kind of thing. There's the core band and then there's the supplementary guys.
Right.
The horn section and
the keys
as well. But most of the decision making is like the four of us, the core members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when that happens, it makes it very a lot easier, a lot simpler to make decisions because it's between just the four of us.
Right.
I think when it comes to adding the additional members to the band, we usually have a sense of what we already want to do with them, what they should be playing and everything. So it's not so much that they come up with compositions or anything. It's more of we need this added effect for these songs, and this is what we want you to play.
Right.
And then the writing process and the composition and everything else comes from the four of us.
Mm. How often do you practice as a band?
Probably about once a week or so.
Once a week.
But how many performances then? Like, and any gigs? Do you have gigs every week?
Yes, pretty much almost every week. I don't know, this month I've been starting up my solo career as well. So I've been doing crazy ton a lot of gigs as well, alongside with TMJB as well.
Right.
So I'd say I have about 2 to 3 solo shows a week, and with TNJB probably once or twice a week.
Where do you guys perform?
This month we're doing Merdekaria and we're doing Rills as well. We've got some others lined up as well, but I'm not sure whether there was a confirmed yet or not.
We've got a couple of corporate gigs here and there. You know, it's the end of the year, we're all looking for a bit more of
Christmas time's coming. Yeah. You know, people have got money to spend.
In terms of shows that we have confirmed, we're playing Merdekaria for Maha's birthday on the 7th. Yeah. And we're playing at Rills Bangsar. That will be a slightly more toned down set.
Right.
Slightly, very slightly.
Really?
Are you playing with brushes?
Nope.
No. Hot rods?
Nope.
No. Oh dear. Oh dear.
We actually played there last month. Yeah, it was really fun. Isaac was like, guys, we've got to play softer, you know? Because he was playing really soft in drums. I'm just like, you know what, man? Just go with it.
Just play normal.
Just play like normal, man. And we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, good. We did. And I think the owner really loved it. And yeah, because I guess I worried a bit too much because all the other bands I've played with, I always worry a bit too much. But because all the other bands that I've played with at Rills, I usually use brushes, I usually use rods. We take it down a notch. It's usually jazzy, but this time it's like a rock band in a jazz setting. But it worked. It worked great. Mm. Yeah.
Just before we move on to the next segment, give me a quick rundown of an average set list that you do. I mean, how much of it is your own material and how much are cover versions?
It depends on how long we're playing, actually. We have about...
Let's say I'm giving you an hour set.
Yeah, we fill up an hour with all originals.
All original stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe one or two covers. Yeah. Songs that we like.
See, we tend to do this thing where we're like, oh crap, we don't have enough songs. All right. 20-minute solo it is.
Right. It's rock and roll, man.
It's rock and roll. Right. Oh, yeah. Been there, done that. It's a lot of fun, though. You're just like, you know, just keep playing.
It works really well because we've been playing for a while together. Mm. Even him and our bassist, Keith, they've been playing for years together.
I've been playing with Keith for the past 9 years. Yeah. So I joined the band, and he was already sessioning for them when our old bassist couldn't make it.
Right.
And he joined permanently a few months back. And it's worked out great. We've got chemistry. And
it's crazy fun to just jam since our back end is very tight with each other.
Mm-mm.
So when the rest of us want to jam, it's very straightforward and it's very easy.
Good stuff. Right, we're going to take a short break, of course. We'll be back with news from Page 2 and Smarty Pants in just a couple of minutes. Quick reminder, we have a giveaway, 016-201-9000. There you go.
We're giving away a tour to back a pair of sunglasses as well as a 3-month premium pass, all thanks to our friends at Spotify. Now the question is, Andy Samberg, Akiva Schaffer, and Yoma Taconi make shorts and notably silly music videos. Now what are the trio known as? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us where you deserve to win.
Okay, if you've only just joined us, we've got TMJB in the house. They're going to be with us all the way through until 10 p.m. Apparently their album is set for a late 2016 release. We're about ready for that, aren't we?
2017
now. Ayo.
Some delays here and there.
Some delays here and there. Okay, we're going to take a short break. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BFM 89.9 at the Business Station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Cho.
We're in the house with TMJB. Say hello, fellas.
What's up?
They're still with us until 10 p.m. We've got news from Page 2 coming up in a couple of minutes. And Smarty Pants, of course. First, though, we have a giveaway, 0162019000, if you want to get your hands on some Spotify swag.
Andy Samberg, Akiva Schaffer, and Yoma Taconi make shorts and notably silly music videos. Now, what are the trio known as? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Tell us why you deserve to win a Spotify goodie bag.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
Extra, extra, be all about.
What's all the shouting?
I'll go first. Go on then.
Okay, you guys heard of bed and breakfast, right?
Of course.
Okay, so now in Tokyo, this is not the first brunch they have. They call it book and bed. So it's a book and bed hostel. Mm-hmm. It's a bookstore themed hostel, actually. Ah, so it's okay. All in bunks and all. So it's like a library.
Okay.
It's filled with 5,000 books of English and Japanese books in that library itself, in the hostel itself. It's very, very pretty. If you look at the pictures and everything, books are like, you know, it's decorated up on the ceiling and they've got like bookshelves everywhere. And they have this little bunk in between those bookshelves where people can go in and sleep and read a book. So they have one already in Tokyo and they're opening another one as well at Kyoto.
Oh.
So, yeah. And it's just...
Do we have a price for this? Because this sounds interesting.
It's about $39 per night per bunk.
So you got to check in for the hotel then, check in your book and check out your book and check it...
I don't think... No. You don't have to check in and out your book. You can just pay $39 just to stay there, just to sleep there, and you can read up to 5,000 books.
So you get like a free flow of books.
Yes,
free flow books. That's a good way of putting it. Like that. Yeah. That's how I'd advertise it, because then you get people coming in, right?
Because bed and breakfast, you get free... or you can eat, right? Breakfast or whatever. Yeah. But now you have free flow books.
But what you do is you be smart about it. So you put free flow in giant letters.
Just like small
tiny letters books. Yeah. You've got people coming in going, oh, sugar. Anyway, all right, fellas, I know you've got a story about penguins. What's this about?
Yeah, have you guys heard about this penguin husband who came back home to his penguin wife and found...
This sounds like the start of a bad joke.
No, it's not a joke.
It's not a joke. There's actually a video of it.
A video?
Yeah, it's a whole video.
Wait, so there's penguin porn now as well?
No, you're telling me? It's not penguin porn, man. Like, he came home and caught his penguin wife cheating on him with another penguin, and he properly flipped out, man. It was like, legit, he flipped out, and he started like hitting him with the flippers and everything.
Uh-huh.
And the fight got really bloody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then,
not even the best part. Yeah.
What's the best part?
They end the fight and both of the penguins are bleeding, but the husband penguin, he's like, I'm defeated, I can't do anything. And he gets up and he tries and pleads with her.
No.
He does.
And what does she do? Wait.
No, she goes with the other guy.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. It was heartbreaking.
You're breaking my heart now.
The penguin that she cheated on.
Yeah. Like she didn't get back with her original significant other. She
left him, man, for the other penguin.
And then the penguin's just like...
he's like
Wait. You said it in some video. So whatever you guys have, you know, said, it sounds like, you know, a dialogue that you guys created.
No, man. Like, it's like... there's a commentary. There's a commentary to it as well. You guys look up the video, man.
I am guessing that what Prasad said, the penguin didn't actually say. You know? Just a guess. All right,
maybe.
Moving on to how important is Taylor Swift in your life? You know, just as a general guy.
Tay-Tay,
yeah. Come on, guys. You know, be honest.
Constant source of drama and entertainment.
Right?
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Imagine now that you can have her on your screens for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So it's TTT?
You mean like a wallpaper?
No, Tay-Tay TV.
Oh, my dear Lord.
Yes, yes, indeed. It's called Taylor Swift Now. One of the AT&T, one of the cell providers over in the UK, US, have realized that they're no longer making money from making actual real news and actual real content and stuff that we need to learn about the world. Mm-hmm. You know, they've decided to devote an entire channel to Taylor Swift.
Okay, what? Wow. All her music videos or her daily
lives? All her music videos.
It's just like keeping up with Kardashian
singing? No, not quite. It's all of her music videos. All of the interviews that she's ever done, all of the live performances, all of that kind of stuff.
We're really progressing as a society, man.
Exactly. When we've kind of regressed to the point.
Wait, my question is, why did they choose Tay-Tay?
Because she's the biggest recording artist in the world right now.
Come on, man.
I agree with that, but there are thousands of 14-year-old prepubescent girls.
Yeah, but I'm not saying she's
thinking,
bad.
No,
okay? she's decent, but the thing is, why Tay-Tay?
So it's kind of like it's kind of Netflix with Taylor Swift.
Right.
Oh my god.
Except Tay-Tay and chill.
Oh god. Tay Tay and Chill. There's a line for 2016 if you've ever won.
It's
part of a package. So you sign up for one package, and of course Tay Tay comes free. That sounds kind of wrong. But I kind of like that idea. Anyway, we have to move on. We have this wonderful little thing. You know what it sounds like. It sounds a little bit like this. But hold on. Wait a minute. Are you ready to give your future a kick in the pants? Like, really ready? Well, Smarty Pants is brought to you by Intel MBA Learning Simplified.
Smarty Pants.
It needs no introduction. You've got 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you possibly can. If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right on.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll take the first answer that is screamed the loudest. Please try not to argue. I don't want blood over my keyboards.
Just
hands up will do, yeah. Right, yeah, 3 minutes. Start. Now, in June 1972, Nolan Bushnell and Ted Dabney founded which electronics and video games company? Atari or Sega?
Sega.
It's Atari. On a regular clock face, which number lies opposite number one? 7 or 8?
7.
Which city is the start and finish of the 1873 novel Around the World in 80 Days? Is it Paris or London?
London.
What is the largest cell in the human body? The ovum or muscle cells?
Ovum.
In the human body, what is the common name for the third molar teeth? Wisdom teeth or large molars?
Large molars.
It's wisdom teeth. Yeah. Manchego is what type of foodstuff? Cured meat or cheese?
Cured meat.
Correct.
Yeah.
What is the title of the first pop video aired on MTV in 1981? Rock Lobster or Video Killed the Radio Star?
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Which nation's football team won the FIFA World Cup in 2006? Italy or France?
Italy.
It's France. Games. Hold on. Oops. Wait a minute.
I thought you would know this.
I thought I did.
Italy. It is, in fact, Italy, yes.
Oh, it is
Italy. It is, yes. I fire my intern. Right, gamophobia is the irrational fear of what type of relationship? Marriage or polyamory?
Polyamory.
It's marriage. Who is the Greek goddess of love and marriage? Hera or Aphrodite?
Aphrodite.
It's Hera.
I said Hera, guys.
Smokey. You said Hera, did you?
Yeah,
okay, we'll
Hera,
take that. Okay. Smokey, leaf-nosed, and Vespa are all species of which creature? Bat or sugar glider?
Sugar glider.
Bat, dude. On the human body, walrus, pencil, and toothbrush are all type of what? Eyebrow or mustache?
Mustache.
Correct. In British legend, what is the name of King Arthur's sword? Lancelot or Excalibur?
Excalibur.
What is the name of the soft, fatty tissue in which blood cells are produced, found in the cavities of bones? Cartilage or marrow?
Marrow.
What is a female zebra called? A doe or a mare?
Doe.
It's a mare. Cardiophobia is the irrational fear of which organ in the human body, the lungs or the heart?
Heart.
Correct. Which country is the only one to hold a Grand Slam tennis tournament on clay courts? U.S. or France?
France.
The caber, kilts, and bagpipes are all associated with which European country? Ireland or Scotland?
Scotland.
What is Stan Lee's well-known catchphrase? Excelsior or Elixir?
Excelsior.
Correct. Who plays Winston Wolfe in the movie Pulp Fiction? Harvey Keitel or Quentin Tarantino?
Quentin Tarantino.
Harvey Keitel. Which word can go after black, hard, and star to make three other words? Board or hole?
Board.
Hole.
Oh. I'll take board.
Yeah, board.
Bunker. Bunker, birdie, and four are all terms used in which sport? Archery or golf?
Golf.
Which English East Coast resort is the title of a song by Simon and Garfunkel? Brighton or Scarborough?
Scarborough.
Which religion uses a domed structure called a stupa as a shrine? Hinduism or Buddhism?
Hinduism.
It's Buddhism. I'll give you one more question, though, because we had a bit of a mistake in the middle. The color sepia is named after the pigment from the ink sac of which marine creature? The octopus or the cuttlefish?
Cuttlefish.
It is indeed.
Yay!
Yes.
Smarty Pants was brought to you by Inti, MBA Learning Simplified, where you can give your future a kick in the pants. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Jones.
These boys are...
TMJB.
They're with us all the way through until 10 p.m. We've not managed to scare them off just yet. Of course, yet. They took part in Smarty Pants. Quick reminder, 0162019000 if you want to take part in the giveaway. Here's a question.
Andy Samberg, Akiva Schaffer, and Yoma Taconi make shorts and notably silly music videos now. What are the trio known as? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Tell us where you deserve to win.
If you missed any part of this show so far, head over to the website www.bfm.my, download the podcast and have a listen to it. Now, let's go through some of the questions the boys got wrong and we can find out whether or not they beat their friendly rivals, Riot Jones.
In the human body, what is the common name for the third molar teeth? Is wisdom teeth. Gamophobia is irrational fear of what type of relationship is marriage. Smokey, leaf-nosed, and Vesper are all species of which creature is bat. What is the female zebra called? Is mare. Who plays Winston Wolfe in the movie Pulp Fiction? Is Harvey Keitel.
Okay, let's have a drum roll, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, TMJB scored 18 points.
Oh. Yay, I guess.
I think you won. I think you beat them. I think they got about 15 points.
You think so?
I think so, yeah. Because there were so many of them in the studio that they're all shouting at the same time.
You hear that, Clifford?
Yeah.
You hear that?
Clifford, if you're listening, it's all your fault. Are you still single? Anyway, right. So,
it's just so mean.
No. We were trying to help him out during the show, remember? He kept saying how he was single and he was looking. You know, we're just trying to help a brother out. That's what we do. Right. Before we get to the answer for the giveaway, let's dish out the facts. What do you have for tonight's fact?
Why don't you go first?
Okay, I'll go first then. The word Britain is derived from the word pertain, which originally meant painted, originally because many Britons had tattoos back in the day. So there you go. Right, what's yours?
So most teddy bears are manufactured with a neutral expression on their face so that children can project their own emotions onto the stuffed creatures.
Well, you learn something new every day, right? Okay, so we've been asking you a question all the way through the show. The question was, Andy Samberg, Akiva Schaffer, and Yoma Taconi make shorts and notably silly music videos. What are the trio known as? We have somebody who knows in the studio, right?
Yeah.
Go on then, what are they called?
Lonely Island.
They are. If you answer correctly, you may well be hearing from us at the end of the show. And that's pretty much it. Boys, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure meeting you. Good luck with everything that comes forward, yeah? Mm-hmm. Right, it's time to wrap up for the show. It has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I've been Adeline Chung.
That's it. We're going to say good night, everybody.
Night night.
It's that time to level up and stay relevant with INTI, MBA Learning Simplified. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.